are you and me. It all starts with God the King.
That is so beautiful. All right. Let me share with you, while I'm thinking about it, some of the conversation that we have coming up later this week. Monday, I will be speaking with Dr. Randall Bell and Miss Phyllis Fender. She is the mistress, I'm sorry, the widow of Leo Fender. And I know some of you think, wait a minute, Fender. That name sounds familiar. Yes, you've seen it on quite a few guitars, lead guitars and bass guitars. We are talking about the man, Leo Fender, responsible for so many awesome instruments heard around the world. He is no longer with us, but his legacy is. I'll be speaking with his widow, Phyllis Fender, and someone who had a very close connection with the family, Dr. Randall Bell, Monday the 23rd at 1 o'clock, Friday at 1 o'clock, Power Friday the 27th. I'll be speaking with Dr. Craig Albert, and he's going to make politics real for us again. We'll have so much more, so be sure to check out speakingwith.com, the website, and go to this week's guests and topics to find out more about what will be featured, the conversations that will be featured this week. We normally have that up for you by Sunday evening, most of the time, not always, but usually by Sunday evening. And you also have the chance, if for whatever reason you're either not able to listen live when we air from 1550 AM WTHB, The Voice, you can listen by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on the link. Listen online at your convenience. And remember that the site is optimized for smartphone use. For a long time, too long, it was not. But it is now and has been for months. And we're trying to remember to keep putting that out there so that you'll catch it. The site is optimized for smartphone use, and so we definitely want you to listen whenever you can, 1550 AM, but also check us out on speakingwith.com. And we are continuing our discussion about churchgoers who embrace hypocrisy. How about churchgoers who, and let me say this, I am fully aware of the fact, I think I mentioned this the first time that we had this discussion, I'm fully aware of the fact that we do have people who really are in Christ, but they don't live like they are. They really don't. The Apostle Paul said that they are carnal. But notice this now, this is so important. He did say that they are carnal, but he did also address them as Christians. I'm thinking specifically about the Corinthians. And if you get a chance, turn to 1 Corinthians, his first letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. And in verse 2, he writes, to the church of God in Corinth. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, wait a minute, he said to the church of God in Corinth. That doesn't mean that those people were truly saints just because he labeled them as the church of God in Corinth. He wasn't finished. Listen to the rest of that verse. To the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. ladies and gentlemen, if that is not a greeting to saints, I don't know what is. I mean, he called them the church of God. He said they were sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be continually holy. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, though, let's read what else Paul is saying to this same group of people. I wanted to read that to you first so that you would know he really had written this letter to saints. Very important. Now, we're moving forward. We're moving further into the book, same letter, by leaving the first chapter of this letter to go to the third chapter of this same letter written to the same people. He is still writing to the very people he greeted in the first two verses of this same letter. And he says, brothers, he begins chapter 3 with the word brothers, which is not a term he would have used to address anyone who was not of the faith, anyone who was not in Christ. So he is still making it clear he is writing to saints. And he says, brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly. I'm reading from the New International Version. And in a minute, I'm going to share with you some more translations of a portion of this passage of scripture, because I really want you to get this. Listen to this. I could not address you, brothers, sisters. I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. Now get this now. He's making it clear they were in Christ, but they were like infants in Christ. He goes on in verse 2. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. The King James Version says, you are yet carnal. King James Version says, you are yet carnal. The New International Version says, you are still worldly. The English Standard Version says, for you are still of the flesh. The New American Standard Bible says, for you are still fleshly. Now let me read to you the translation that all of these are accurate. And if you were to define the words worldly, if you were to define the phrase still of the flesh, etc., you would find out they're all saying the same thing. I want to read it from this translation, though, that I'm getting ready to read it from, because this really, really captures it. From the New Living Translation. It says, for you are still controlled by your sinful nature. That captures it excellently. For you are still controlled by your sinful nature. Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual. And brothers here is generic. He is addressing the men and the women at the church in Corinth. I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready, for you are still controlled by your sinful nature. For since there is, and he lets them know, what is it about them that prompts him to say they are still being controlled by their sinful nature? Let's clarify that in just a few.